Yes, hold the phone for a second, please. Excuse me.
Where's Sharam? Sharam?
Hey,
Sharam.
You went to get some things from upstairs. Why are you acting like this?
Oh, no, so then it's true. He's rented out his house for those two, Layli and Fazl. Can you believe it?
Well, yes. Is that what you're
upset
about?
Well, why didn't you stop him? Why did you allow him to do such a thing?
Excuse me, hold on for a second. What's it to me? Well, it's his own house he wants to rent it out.
No, he doesn't have the right to do it. Those two have no right to live in this building.
You're embarrassing me. Yes, you were saying? Please hold on.
What gave you the right to rent your house to those two?
What's that mean?
It means what it means. You'll go and tell them to leave now, right this second.
But why? What have they done?
What haven't they done? Ever since they came, it's been lie after lie. Did you know that girl Layli lied that she's not even pregnant?
Yes, I knew about it. They used one of those fake stomachs in order to fool
me?
You.
Me? No. Look, Sharam, you really knew about it, and then you rented your house to them. Do you see, Aunt?
Excuse me, what?
Hold you knew that girl had lied about being pregnant?
Yes, they used one of those fake stomachs in order to fool you. Yes, I know, darling.
You know!
They confessed it to themselves,
well, fine,
darling.
Aunt,
it's all
but
right.
That's no reason. Can anyone do whatever they want to and then just come and say they've confessed?
No. Well, they had a reason. Fazl was trying to win over his father's heart so he'd be back down from his position.
Me, but they don't have anywhere else to go. I feel sorry for them.
I don't care if they don't. I won't allow such dangerous people to live with me and my family. Sharam, kick them out now. You better kick them out right now.
I won't do that.
You will.
No, I would never.
You have to do it.
Come on, Shiva. I didn't just meet Fazl today. I was friends with him even before you became a part of their family. I knew him. He's never done me any wrong. Now, I'll admit he has played tricks on me, but he's never done me any wrong.
You know Fazl fine, but what about Layli? Do you know her too? Was Fazl like this before he married her? That girl's a monster. She turned him into a monster.
A monster? No, I wasn't talking to you. Please hold the phone for a second. No way, he's less harmful than a lamb.
Oh, aunt.
Well, it's the truth.
Yes?
I've given my house to them, and I won't kick them out of here until they found another place. That's it. Now you keep quiet.
Hold on.
How much money did they give you, Sharam? How much did they buy for you? How did they fool you?
Huh? I didn't get any money from them. I gave him my house.
Oh, how sweet. He's his father's son. He's so kind. He cares
aunt.
For people. Oh, excuse me.
Here you are.
Oh. But you said you'd give me the rent for a year in advance.
That's right. I've written it in tomans, not in reals.
Well, this is dated a year from now.
That's fine. Go and spend it.
What's that mean? You're going back on your word.
Me? I'm going back on my word? Didn't I tell you that I'd give you a check for a year's rent right now?
But this is dated a year from now.
I said, didn't I tell you that I'd give you a check for a year's rent right now?
Yes.
To hell with yes. Well, this is a check for a year's rent. Besides, I've given you more than the going rate.
The going rate for an empty house, not a fully furnished one.
You see, I considered that as well. Now, am I going back on my word or are you? Give it here. I don't want the person I'm dealing with not to be satisfied with the deal. By the way, you didn't tell anyone you're getting money from me to rent this place, did you?
No way. I said I'm doing a charitable deed.
I wish you hadn't said
it. Oh. You're the one that told me to say it.
Yes, but I wish you'd waited for the deal to be done first. If they find out now, I'm telling you, we'll both be ruined.
How are they going to find out?
Well, I'm going to tell them. That's right. Did you think I'd hide anything from Farzad? I told him the biggest secret of my life, that my wife wasn't pregnant, and I wouldn't tell him this. Here, take it. Go and spend it and don't make a scene.
Man, where can I spend this?
Wherever. Give it to those producers and directors who take money to give out roles. They'll definitely take it from you.
Man, they take cash, so there won't be any evidence.
Man, it's only evidence when the check is in your name.
They'll deduct a lot from it.
Who cares? Let them deduct from it. Just think, you've given me a bribe so you can become my dad's sales manager? Besides, I'm giving you a discount.
You're pulling my leg about being the sales manager, right?
When have I ever pulled your leg?
All the time, right from the start. You've always been pulling my leg.
That was for back then. Do you have a doubt about me now?
No. Look here. I think your dad doesn't give a damn about what you say right now, does he?
Of course he doesn't.
That's why I'm saying you're pulling my leg.
No way. Look, in reality, the company belongs to my mom, not my dad. This is a secret.
And is your mom going to look out for you right now?
My mom? Of course she will. My mom's life depends on mine. Don't you believe me?
No, no.
I'll prove it to you right
the
now.
The truth is,
no.
I'll prove it to you.
No, I don't believe you.
I'll prove it to you.
I don't believe you.
Who is this over here?
It's me. No, it's your mom.
My mom. Listen.
Hello. Hello, my darling.
Hello, Mum. Are you well, my dear?
I love you so much, my darling. But why did you do what you did? I had 1,000 hopes and dreams about your wedding.
Nothing's happened now, Mum. Try to work on Dad to get him to back down, and I'll throw a wedding so that you can reach all your dreams.
All right, my
darling.
Don't
cry, Mum. Please, don't cry.
Crying.
She's
no,
a mother, after all.
He has a short temper, but he doesn't hold on to a grudge. He gets angry, and in a few years he forgets all about it.
Yeah, I know. Mum, just try to do something so our child doesn't become so old that he'll be able to remember our wedding.
All right, my darling. Leave your dad to me.
Mother, dear, I have found a sales manager for you. He's the best sales manager.
What's that mean?
It means you're the best sales manager. Didn't you understand what I said?
No, I just thought that you said something else.
So when can he start working?
If everything goes ahead well, then in a couple of months. Whoever you refer to me, I'll hire them without conducting an interview.
Thanks a lot. I love you. I'll call you later. Was there anything else?
No, my darling. Take care of yourself and your wife.
Bye. See you.
Bye.
There you go. It's done. Have I passed the test with flying colors?
Well, yeah, I don't have any problems, but I'm going to spend this.
You've got some nerve. You always test people who help you out.
No, I just don't like to do something I'm not sure about. You know what I mean?
That's good. That's good. I love people who are smart and clever. Now, get going. You're tiring me out. Get going.
All right.
I hope you're well, my lady.
Thank you very much.
Bazan?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, what if that guy becomes trouble for you? He's really insistent and you've made a huge
mess. No, don't worry about it. If he keeps insisting, then I'll come up with some sort of excuse. When I was talking to my aunt, he asked me a question, showed how stupid he is. He's got a lot of work to do.
The best sales manager in the world, huh?
That's right. Who knows what they're teaching them at university? It's a good thing I didn't go to university, otherwise I wouldn't know anything at all.
Really?
Yes.
By the way, your aunt's voice sounds really a lot like your mum's.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, they're sisters. Do you need any help?
No, but do you have any money to buy some things we need? The situation's bad, right?
Real bad. I don't have more than 10,000 to months. Now, don't you worry about it. In a few days, when my relationship with Farzad is fixed, I'll go and work with him and everything will be
fine. You want me to go to work too?
No. It's much better if you stay at home.
Oh, what a thing for you to say. You don't trust me.
No, I have complete trust in you. You know, it's society. It's society that's dangerous.
Well?
Out there, it's full of simple and naive people, and the devil might tempt you out there. Don't go. Society is dangerous.
Oh, then you shouldn't go out in that dangerous society either.
How come?
Out there, it's full of drug addicts.
And
they're looking for someone to take drugs with. And I'm afraid the devil might tempt you, and you take drugs with them, and then you'll become one of them.
You don't need to worry. The devil wouldn't dare try to tempt me.
Me too.
Hmm.
Can we promise each other something?
I have complete trust in you.
I like it that you know what I'm going to say before I even say a word. I promise too.
You mean you just wanted to stand there and watch, right?
Well, what can I do, Shiva dear? Someone is renting out his house of his own free will, and someone else is renting the house of his own free will. Why should I go there and get myself involved in it and belittle myself? Anyhow, didn't you already talk to Sharam?
He's managed to fool Sharam completely. Otherwise, Sharam doesn't even know what a charitable act means. I don't know what he's told him to not care about this and not care what I say.
Now, that's not important. Sharam never cared about what I have to say either.
Am I saying talk to Sharam? I'm saying take your con artist cousin's hand and throw him out the house.
You just calm down. Why are you trying to bully me right now? You've always been on the side of logic and reason. What's happened now for you to want me to do something that's illogical?
No, it's because logic and reason dictate that I have to keep dangerous people like them away from my family. Look, Farzad, with the presence of these people, I don't feel safe. Take them out of the house.
Well, we'll do something.
All right. All right.
It's done. We'll leave this place.
We'll leave?
Yes! Look, Shiva, we have two options. We can either rent this place out and go and rent another place for us to live in, or else we can sell our share of this place and go and buy another place.
Farzad, why is your first option for every problem to run away? Has it ever happened to you to try another way in your life?
You're really unfair. When have I ever run away for this to be the second time?
No, you always run away. You always run. You either run away or else you go and you use those drugs of yours. Has it ever happened to you to confront your problems like a man? You either run away or you back down.
I haven't backed down, Shiva dear. Do you realize that you're insulting me right now?
Do you realize that you're supposed to be the man of the family and you're not supposed to be scared? Do you realize that I'm your wife and my biggest wish from my husband is for him to be a man and to have courage? It's not right like this, Farzad. A man has to confront his problems. A man has to yell at his problems.
Oh, Shiva, the things that you're saying to me right now are very insulting. Now, it's not a problem, because I know that you're angry. I'll pretend I didn't hear
it. There you go, right there. That's the perfect example.
I didn't back down because I didn't want our argument to escalate into a fight. I'm being understanding. I'm being considerate, aren't
I? Let the argument escalate. Let there be a fight. What am I doing right now? I'm fighting with you. You should fight with me too. If you're scared, then go and bring that syringe of yours and inject me with some sedatives and we'll sit here and we'll laugh and sing each other's praises. Come on, Farzad, it's not right like this. On the street, a car crashes into yours and the driver insults you, says whatever comes out of his mouth to you, and you just shake your head. At the gas station, you're waiting in line for gas. A car cuts you off and takes his turn, and all you do is say that you feel sorry for him.
All right. Please, don't continue anymore. Don't continue. I'm not one of those thugs on the street who, when anything happens, when the smallest thing happens, I go and try to start a fight and start to beat other people up. I don't have such thing within my character. I'm not like that at all.
Oh, no way. What do you have in your character?
Nothing. To be a good husband, to be a good father, to be a good doctor, to have other people be pleased with me, to not break anyone's heart and not make anyone suffer. And, well, that's enough for me. That's what I want. Oh, well, it seems that apparently that's enough for
you,
isn't
it? No, go ahead and say it. Say it right now. Now is the time. Say it. Tell me if you're sorry for me.
No,
no. Tell me if you're sorry for me.
No. This time, I feel really sorry for myself.
I don't know what on earth was wrong with me that I said those things, but I know that Layli and Fazl were only an excuse. Not that I wasn't angry with them or that I had faith in them, no. But they and what Farzad did with his uncle became an excuse for me to say the things that I had been waiting a long time to have the opportunity to say. It had been some time that I had noticed a fear within Farzad, and I had to tell him one day, but not like that. I did it in the worst way possible. I know better than anyone else that many of the things Farzad does is because he's a decent human being and that he's civilized, and it's not because of fear. I don't know why some of the time we ladies think that acting like a man means acting uncivilized. If we're honest with ourselves, that's how it is sometimes. If any lady opposes what I'm saying, tell me.
Fazl, you are destroying my life.
In order to save your life, you've come to the right person. Come inside. Farzad, you find yourself in a very difficult situation. I wish we could help you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
Hmm?
I wish we could do something to make up a little bit for all of your kindness.
Yes.
Right now, you can very easily do that.
Mm.
All you have to do is pack up your suitcases and leave this place.
Leave? Where should we go?
I don't know, Fazal. Anywhere else besides here.
We don't have any other place besides here, Fazard.
Yes.
Is it even right for us to become homeless on the streets?
Layli, dear, I don't know what's right or wrong anymore. I just don't know. Tell me, is it true that Sharam gave this place to you for free? Is this true?
For free?
No, for free.
In this day and age, who does anything for anyone else for free?
You mean you're giving him money right now?
We did. We already gave him the rent for 1 year in advance.
You gave a year's rent in advance? Yes. Well, come on, my good man, come on. If you have the money to give rent for a year in advance, you could have gone anywhere else and rented a place, anywhere you like.
We gave him a check, Fazard. It's dated for next year.
Yes.
You mean you don't have money?
I don't know. I became a doctor with that brain of his. If we had any money to give, well, we could have gone and rented another place. We wouldn't have stayed here and have to listen to all the insults.
Say something to him. He's feeling bad.
Farazad, dear, it'll be fine. Don't worry so much. It's just life. It has ups and downs.
I pray that God solves everybody's problems, including yours.
Yes.
Oh? My problem or your problem?
There's no difference between my problem and yours, Farzad. Your problem is our problem.
Yes.
And our problem is your problem. Right now, you have a problem and we'll help you.
So you don't have any problems at all?
No. Thank God. May the devil go deaf. No. We needed a place to be able to live in.
Thank God.
And we have one. Yes, our bodies need to be healthy, and they are. We need to not have any problems in our relationship, and we don't.
Thank God.
Yes.
Of course we don't have any oil, rice, or sugar, but God will provide.
Yes, did Sharam take all the oil, rice, and sugar?
He took them, Father.
He's so miserly.
Took
it's
them.
A good thing he didn't take these.
Fazal, dear.
What is it?
Can you come with me to the parking garage for a second, please?
What?
My motorbike sometimes doesn't start, so I thought we could take a look at it.
It doesn't start.
I'll go and straighten out the closet.
Yes.
Excuse me. Don't worry about it, Fazard. It'll work out.
I love her. She's really smart. As soon as she realized you wanted to talk in private, she left.
Shall we?
Huh? Yeah. You have a screwdriver, don't you? Oh, you don't? Well, so when does it shut off? Is it when you start it, or is it when you take your hand off the gas,
I heard Shiva say some things today that have... Well, they've got me completely out of sorts. In Shiva's opinion, I'm a frightened, chicken-hearted, cowardly, useless man. I was so hurt by what she'd said to me. Today, I was really destroyed, Fazal. Completely, completely destroyed. I don't know, maybe she's right. Maybe Shiva's got the right. As far as I remember, everyone's... Everyone's always bullied me. And I've always backed down to them. I never stuck my chest out and went to defend my rights, but, well, it's hard. It's hard, you know? For a man hearing such things being said by his wife, it's very hard. And today Shiva, she questioned my manliness and it hurts me.
Look, there's nothing wrong with this. It just needs a tune-up.
She expects me to be like one of those thugs and to start a fight with everyone I run across.
You've gone over too many potholes and all its bolts and screws have come loose.
I don't know. I really don't know what on earth I should do at all. I feel really bad, Fazal. I feel so bad.
Fazal, just forget about it. Come sit down. We'll go outside and take a spin together. You'll get some fresh air, and I'll figure out what's wrong with this thing. Come on. Sit down, sit down. Turn it on. Turn it on.
I never thought that the things I said would have such an effect on Farzad. By being completely cruel and completely stupid, I managed to wound his pride. It must have happened to you that you were upset with someone, or you expected something that you wanted to happen, but it never happened. And at one point in time, this expectation or being upset has gathered up so much inside you that with a small spark, you've exploded, and you've completely destroyed the other person. This is exactly the mistake that I made. Being upset at something else in other people caused me to say the things that I hadn't said in the most extreme way possible. I wish we could be a little bit more considerate even when we're fighting, especially in a fight between husband and wife, which doesn't have any winner or loser. A bad attack or a bad defense makes both sides lose.
Mother!
What?
Come, Nima made the wall dirty.
Where?
Over there, it's here.
What's
Where's
wrong?
Nima?
What do you want with Nima? Why are you at everyone's
Nima?
Throat today?
Nima! Eh? Why did you draw on the wall?
Me?
Why did you draw on the wall? Didn't I tell you 100 times not to do that?
I didn't do
Nima,
anything.
Don't lie. I hate it when someone lies. I asked you, why did you do it? Why don't you give me a moment's peace? What am I to do with you, Nima?
Oh, my.
I'm tired of it.
Oh, my. Tell me, why are you doing this to yourself? What's happened, Shiva?
I'm tired.
So you went and destroyed Farzad?
I said some really bad things to him.
So where is he right now? Have you called
him? Oh, well, it's his own fault. No matter what happens, he backs down, he backs out. The way he acts, he's really getting on my nerves.
But in these matters, men in the old days were really lucky. Their wives were very considerate of them. I have a friend. Her dad's really useless and worthless. But his wife has done something for him to think he's most talented man in the world.
So it's my fault?
No, let me tell you a story about them. It's really funny. A while ago, that husband and wife went on a trip with some friends. All right. In one of those really fancy hotels. Guess what one of those hotels' recreational activities was? A fishing contest in a lake. Guess who wins it?
Who?
My friend's father.
Oh.
Ask me how.
Is he a good fisherman?
No, I told you he's useless. The woman gave the hotel money.
And
they sent a scuba diver underwater to put fish at the end of his hook. So that he'd win.
Well, what a stupid thing she did then.
Well, then that's why I say that men in the old days were lucky and men these days are so unfortunate. That's the difference between them. They increased their dignity and you went and
so
crushed Farzad's dignity.
So you're trying to make me feel better now, hmm?
No, you don't need someone to make you feel better. You went and completely destroyed everyone today. I want to start up a personal defense against Shiva's class. I'll call it...
Oh.
Who is it?
It's Farzad. I don't have the nerve to talk
Answer
to
it, answer it. Answer in a good mood.
Hello, hi. What are you doing with Farzad's phone? What? We're home. Where are you? You got in a fight.
Not me, but the doctor got into a fight. I was separating them, and this happened to me. I'd never seen such a violent fight in all my life.
Now, did you get beat up or did you beat them up?
Oh. Thank you very much, Aunt. Do I look like I got beat up?
I don't have a lot of information regarding these matters. If you beat them up and you look like this, then what does the guy that got beat up look like?
He doesn't look like anything anymore. They swept him up with a dustpan and took him to hospital.
Really?
Really. He'll be lucky if he doesn't die. Sister, he's in a really bad mood.
So what did you fight about?
Nothing. The guy was looking and Farzad said, "What are you looking at?" And the guy said, "I'm looking at a frog."
Oh, it made me think of my frogs. Well?
Yes, and then I don't know what Farzad was angry about, but he got off the bike and just like a T-1000, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. He grabbed the guy and beat the hell out of him. We were barely able to separate them. Yes, I really felt bad for the other guy.
Well, then why does your face look like that?
I'm the one that hit him. Well, he wouldn't let the guy go. I did it to separate
Fassad,
them.
Did you really get into a fight because someone looked at you?
Shiva, dear. Well, he gave me a really dirty look.
All right, so what if he gave you a look? Does every one person fight with everyone who gives them looks?
No, it's just that he gave me a dirty look and he was also very rude. Well, I looked at him. I went and asked him what he's looking at and he turns around and says that he's looking at a frog. That's what he said to me, a frog. Can you believe it?
Well, what's the big deal? That's nothing to fight over.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I wish I were there.
What is it? What? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a frog. You got beat up, right?
No way, he beat him up. You didn't see what the other guy looks like.
Oh, were you there too?
No, they told me. The guy's in hospital.
No, Sharam, don't take a picture.
Sharam.
Come on, what are you doing? What are you doing to me? Come on.
Oh, man, I have to show my friends. No one would believe it.
Forget it. Everyone takes so many pictures and video clips and put them everywhere that it'll come out any day now.
Did you get into a fight?
Where have you been the past hour?
The park across the street. Dad, did you get in a fight?
How did you find out?
We heard it outside.
Dad, you always told us that fighting is bad. You did.
No, son. I'm still saying it now. It's a really bad thing. This time, well,
it just
happened.
You don't need to make a big deal about it. Get up, get up. Go wash your hands and face. Change your clothes. Get up now. Come on.
Vazelse.
What?
Vazelse. How did the fight start?
Huh? You weren't there? Nothing, man. Me and Farzad had gone to take a spin on the bike and all that.
The truth is, I was somehow happy in my heart. The childish reason that he had gotten into a fight showed me that he had only done it for my sake. I wanted to prove himself to me. Well, I was happy about that. But on the other hand, seeing Farzad look like that didn't make me happy at all. Farzad was a doctor who was always well-dressed, clean-cut, and stylish. I liked the way he looked as a doctor much better. The truth is, there was something that was bothering me a little bit. Farzad wasn't comfortable in front of the children. He didn't want them to know that he'd fought and to see him like that.
I need to go and stop the fight somehow to somehow separate them, and then I went forward like this. In the middle of all that, I went like this with my hand, and Farzad just kept hitting the guy on the head.
Farzad, I wanted to apologize. I shouldn't have said those things to you, and I went too far, okay? I really did go too far.
No. In fact, I wanted to come and thank you for the way that you acted. You opened up my eyes, you know? Right now, I'm going after that fruit seller. Remember that day we went and he gave us those rotten vegetables? And then he said some very, very bad things to you. Well, I want to find that man and then I'm going to shove 2 kilos of muddy vegetables down his throat. I'm going to say, watch how you talk to people's wives.
Well, what a thing to do. I didn't mean that you should go and fight. I don't like fighting at all. Please, don't do that.
Now, that's interesting. Let me tell you, lately, I really like it a lot. Yes, there are a few people who I want to go and settle a score with afterwards. A few.
You're being stubborn with me, right?
No, why would I be stubborn? I was just an idiot that I thought because I'm a doctor, I have to act dignified and in a classy manner all of the time.
All right, well, that's the right way. As you say, you're not one of those thugs on the street for you to go and fight with people
Farzad,
for no reason.
Farzad, dear. Hey, Farzad.
Yes?
Hey, can you come here a second? Farzad, dear, come here.
Why are you yelling so much? This is a house that you're yelling in.
Come here. Farzad. They called me from the hospital.
The hospital?
Yes. Unfortunately, the guy's gone into a coma.
What guy?
That guy. What guy did you think? The one that you went and beat up. He's in a coma. She's coming.
Wow.
She's coming. She's right behind you.
What's happened?
Nothing. It's nothing, sister. It's nothing.
Farzad,
nothing's
tell me what's happened.
Get a hold of yourself.
Hey, I'm asking you, Farzad, tell me what's happened.
Well, tell her, Farzad, dear.
I said I'm not asking you.
Well, I'm telling him to tell you.
Farzad?
I'll tell you, Shiva. The guy's in a coma.
What guy?
The guy that I told you about. The guy, the one that I went and beat up. That guy.
He's in a coma.
Yes, he's in a coma. Yes, if it's true, then I'll be ruined. I mean, all of us will be ruined.
It's just, who said it to you?
They called me from the hospital and they said that unfortunately the guy's gone into a coma.
Shiva, dear, now don't make yourself upset. I'll take care of it somehow. I'll do something, I promise.
You'll take care of it? How are you going to do that? What are you going to do now? How did the guy even get your phone number? Does he know you?
Sister, after the fight, since we saw that he was in really bad shape, me and Farzad took him to the hospital, and then I gave them my number there so that if anything happened, they could call us. Of course, you don't need to worry at all. They don't know Farzad at all. They only know me.
Oh, you mean you'll take responsibility for it?
Should I?
Will you?
Well, I'd really like to do it, but it's possible that he'll die, and I'm really afraid of being executed.
If he dies, they'll execute you.
Yes, they'll definitely do that. They'll definitely do that. Only if it can be proven that the killing was unintentional, it's possible they'll give a life sentence or a very long one.
All right, Fazal, come on. What are these things you're saying right now? Don't go and upset yourself. Now, God willing, he'll come out of the coma and he'll be fine.
In my opinion, the best solution is to run away.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so then you've made up your mind to run away then?
Me? Why would I run away? You have to run away.
Me? Why should I run away? You're the one that they know.
Uh-huh. Yes, they know me. But if I get slapped twice in the face, they'll know you better than they know me. I'll tell them everything.
Well, really now, huh?
Excuse me, but do I owe you something now? You should have thought about that back then when you were acting like a ninja.
All right now. Oh, then I'll run away. What is it? What is it? Go on to your Aunt Shadi's house. Hurry up. Come on, let's go. Go.
What is it? What happened?
It's nothing. The guy's in a coma.
Oh.
Go on, get going. Let's go already. Hurry. It's nothing. Hurry up, darlings. Let's go. Hurry up. There we go. Good boy. Good girl. Shiva, where is my passport?
Fazad, what have you done? Why did you do such a thing?
Oh, wow. Do you think I did it intentionally? Well, it just happened. I got angry and I got in a fight and now I have to leave. I have to go. I have to
where
go.
Where to?
I don't know. Wherever. If I'm caught here, they'll take me straight to prison. That is, if they don't execute me. I mean, I have to go and hide myself.
But where are you going to hide yourself? They'll find you eventually.
I have to leave the country. I have to.
Oh. Now, look. Look. Fazad, this isn't the way. 1 minute. Just calm down for a minute so we can figure out what we're going to do, Fazad.
Tell me, what can we do? I have to go pay blood money or go to prison or else they'll execute me, I promise you.
No, it's just the way you're saying it. It's scaring me to death. That's just... it's
then
not
what
the
is
way.
The way? What's the way? Should I go and turn myself in and go to prison? Come on, he's in a coma. It means in a way he's already dead. It means I've actually already gone and committed a murder. Oh.
Fazad, is it all my fault? I'm the one that did this to you and the children and myself.
No.
I did it. I wish I'd shut my mouth and said this.
No, no, not at all, Shiva. Don't upset yourself. Nothing has happened now.
I mean,
it has. Look, you don't need to do anything. You don't need to do anything. I have to go today and leave the country no matter what it takes. Because if I don't leave the country today, they'll prohibit me from leaving and then I won't be able to leave the country anymore at all right? I'll go over there. I'll find a really good country and then I'll settle down there and then I'll call you, all right? I'm just asking you not to say anything to the children. Don't tell the children anything, okay? Will you remember not to tell the children, okay? Just nothing.
My Lily? Get up. Get up, Farzad. Get up and come and eat something.
Well.
Look at what I've bought. Take a look. But in my opinion, Shiva is really too sensitive. If it were Layli, she wouldn't have even frowned.
That's right. It's not a problem at all. Oh, I've seen so many of these things.
Shiva is different from you. She's never seen such a thing in her life. She can't deal with such a thing at all.
Smell how good it is. But now's the time for you to give the main and final blow.
Look, Fazal, that's enough now. We've already gone too far as it is.
Oh, man, have you become sentimental again? Yes, now's the time for her to realize her mistake.
What use to me is her corpse that's been taught a lesson? Huh? That's enough. When she regains consciousness, I'll go and I'll tell her everything. Exactly what I said.
Well, Farzad's got the ride. The poor thing. Leave her alone. Just leave her alone and stop bothering her so much.
Farzad?
Oh!
What is it? I'll be right there. Get up, go upstairs. Get up and go upstairs.
All right, you just go and see what she has to say.
Farzad, what happened? Is there news?
No. Actually, there isn't supposed to be any news.
And what does that mean?
Look, Shiva, dear, before you say anything, or before you do anything, just listen to me for a few seconds, okay? Listen. Please, listen to me.
All right, look, it's just that running away really isn't the way, all right? There's another
way. Please, just listen. Hold on a minute. Look, Shiva, dear,
Say it.
Shiva, I didn't beat anyone up. What that means is that there's no one in a coma at all. No one is in a coma.
What does that mean? You mean you lied to me?
No. Just hold on a minute. No. Just hold on. I asked you. Look, what I'm trying to say is that, look, today, for a few minutes, you were in the place of a wife whose husband can't control his anger, and he went out and he killed someone unintentionally. He did that, huh? You were just in that woman's place, just for a few seconds. He wasn't able to control his anger. He got in a fight, and the husband went and he killed someone.
Did I ask you to kill anyone? Did I ask you to go and kill someone?
Hold on a minute, Shiva. Yes, that's exactly what you wanted from me. When you gave the example and said, if someone says something bad to me, if someone insults me, or, for example, if someone cuts me off in the line at the gas station, then I have to go and stand up to him. What does that mean? It means that I have to go and treat the other person the same way that he's treating me. Angry and irrational and all of that. Is it otherwise? I mean, look, Shiva. Look, you told me that I'm a coward. Of course you've got the right. Yes, I am a coward. I'm a very scared person, but my fear isn't from having to fight. My fear is about what could happen after the fight. My fear is about, God forbid, my family's peace and calm. I don't want my children to learn how to fight from me. I'd like for my children to be able to resolve their problems calmly and rationally. Look, I'd like to be a good husband and a good father. I'd like to watch over my family. That's enough for me. That's all that I want. It's all I've ever wanted. You have to understand that this is the person that I am. This is the person that you fell in love with.
Farzad, dear, I never told you to fight. I just said that you should stand up sometimes and defend your rights. Am I saying something bad?
I know. Yes, you're right. Many times I back down when I shouldn't have. I'll do my best now for that not to happen anymore.
All right, now, go and get lost. I've never had so much stress in my life. Get lost, you crazy fool! Go! Go get lost!
I hope it never happens to anyone. I've experienced such a thing myself. My husband is an angry and violent person. Just last year, he got into a fight at the gas station over whose turn it was. There was gasoline on the ground and it was slippery. My husband pushed the other guy over and he slipped and hit his head on the curb and cracked his skull open. He was in critical condition. My husband paid a lot of blood money. He was put in jail for a few weeks. You have no idea what me and my family went through during those weeks.
A society in which violence is on the rise, it'll eventually become unsafe, and no one in that society will be safe. Violence is like the flame of a fire, and if it isn't stopped, it'll quickly engulf everything. All of us have to unite with each other and prevent this fire from spreading. By having patience, by being considerate, by being kind, and any other kind of civilized action that will have an effect on others.
Unfortunately, many husbands and wives, when they argue and fighting, don't pay attention to what they're saying to each other. Come on, man. By belittling and insulting your wife or your husband, they're not going to give you a medal. Not for nothing, but you're going to be living with each other for many years to come. So don't just go and say whatever comes to your mouth to each other.
In my opinion, the internet, Bluetooth and cell phones with cameras have had an effect on everyone's lives. One time, my son got into an argument with someone on the street, and it escalated into a fight, even though me and his father aren't the type to argue and fight. I asked my son why he had done such a thing. He had turned around and said, "I didn't want to fight. We were just arguing when I saw several people were recording me with their cell phones. I figured the video will spread everywhere. And if I didn't hit him, they'd say I was a coward, and all my friends would make fun of me. That's why I hit him."
I remember in the old days, they'd always say if you grab someone's collar, you've started a fight. Or whoever throws the first punch or the first headbutt has won. Or even if two people were arguing with each other and the argument kept dragging on, others would make fun of them and say, hit him already. Why are you just standing there arguing? These are the things that have to change. It's this wrong culture that has to be fixed. I hope there'll be a day when people start booing whoever starts a fight. Then no one will dare to start a fight.
That entire story was a scheme that Fazil came up with. Farzad and Fazil had an accident with the motorbike, and as soon as Fazil set eyes on Farzad and how beat up he looked, he had this idea. I have to confess that it was a great idea. Maybe if it were up to us, we wouldn't have resolved this problem the way that we needed to for many years to come. But when we were put in that situation, both of us realized many things. He realized how important he is to me, and what the main thing I was trying to say was. And I realized what a dignified, sacrificing, and brave husband and father Farzad is. It takes a lot of courage to forego your rights in order to preserve your family's peace and calm. I want that dignified Farzad who has self-control. The Farzad who we owe the peace and calm of his home to. Farzad is the bravest man that I know.
Hello. Are you well?
Hello.
I'm sorry for disturbing you. Since we've just recently moved and just settled in here, we don't have anything in the house. Do you have this much oil for us?
Meow. Meow.
What is it?
How are things?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Farzad said it seems as though you don't have any sugar in tea and rice either.
Oh, my goodness. You went to such a lot of trouble. I didn't want you to go to so much trouble.
It's all right. It's no big deal at all.
It's very kind of you. I wanted something else from you, too.
What?
Can I give you a hug?
Yes.
Oh.
Very well. All right. All right. All right.
I'm really sorry. Thank you so much.
Wow, give it here. It's so much.
Do you see how kind they are?
This means that everything's
it's done
with.
It's done.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون وره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدی تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا کنم تغییر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و آب پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم